Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As the birds bringing us back from the Wayback Machine, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Robert Lighton is our guest. That's the name of the book, Trillion Dollar Economists. It's also the name of the book, Good Capitalism, Bad Capitalism, and on and on. So many books he's written over the years. Such an important body of work that Bob has produced, and I encourage you to find him and follow him. Bob, how did we find you? I know you're a Kaufman. What's the best way to find you?
Actually, I've switched to the Brookings Institution.
That's right. I'm sorry. I forgot about that.
That's okay. But last name is Lighton, L-I-T-A-N. And if you go to, hate to say Amazon, or go to Google, you can search my name. You can find stuff that I've written and talks that I've given and so forth.
L-I-T-A-N, very important work that he does, folks.
That's right.
And a 15-year member of our Brain Trust, I'm proud to say. So, Bob, we're talking about the issues that people are finally getting overawed about the privacy that we're losing. I think it's getting worse and worse with the virtual assistants. The more Internet of Things we have out there, it's going to get worse there. And you made a good point earlier. The government is going to swoop in and try to make a lot of noise and try to figure out how to make people happy and say they did something. And more than likely, as much as I'm the major skeptic of the intentions of people like Zuckerberg and Bezos, I think they're the most dangerous people in the world, and the Google guys. Still, I think the government could probably make things worse. What do you think?
Well, I think if we broke them up, I don't think it solves the privacy problem, because if you have a bunch of mini Facebooks or mini Googles, all the minis will still collect the data on you.
Right.
In fact, I want to get into this. Essentially, people are not aware that when you go to Facebook or Google or whatever, they are not only collecting the information you voluntarily supply to them, they are tracking you on the Internet.
Mm-hmm.
They have all your browsing activity. And what they do is they use that browsing activity to figure out how to target ads, so that when they go to any company or whatever, a company that wants to do a very targeted ad to a very careful slice of people, they have all the browsing activity, so they know exactly what you're interested in. And I think a lot of people are waking up to the fact that Big Brother is here, except Big Brother is not the government. Big Brother is Facebook and Google. And by the way, a lot of websites that have agreed to allow Facebook to track people like on other websites, so that, by the way, there are a lot of small businesses that don't mind this, because what they do is they buy advertising on Facebook,
right,
and they want to be able to reach a target.
This is the conundrum of the government issue, and this is something we've been dealing with for 25 years, Bob, since the advent of the Internet, is what are we willing to give away in return for access, in return for convenience? You know, as much as we don't like being tracked, We do like it when Google recommends things in a search, don't we? I mean, that's handy. I mean, what kind of handiness what are we willing to give up in order to get the handy back, or in order to get access when we can glom on to their network and gain access and make more sales? That's the bargain we're striking, isn't it?
Yeah, we're giving it away for free. People don't realize. I mean, you know, we go to these places, they're free, and we're giving up all this personal data about us. Now, if I could play king for a day, what I would do is I would have a law that says that the companies have to gain my affirmative consent, not my opt-out consent.
Right.
You know, not,
double opt-in.
Which is basically they have to ask me specifically,
right,
will you affirmatively opt in to allow us to collect data on you Because if we do, we can give you more targeted information.
Would that be the approach if you were advising the antitrust division? Would that be the approach that you'd advise them to take rather than the breaking up, just setting some rules to protect people rather than going after them wholehearted?
Well, I think you have to do this by Congress because the antitrust division can't do this. You need a law in Congress,
right,
to basically require opt in. And there is a huge amount of industry opposition to opt-in,
right,
because they know that if they have to pay people for the data, if they pay you $5 a month,
right,
that's $5 out of their pocket for every person that they do. That's a huge additional a cost.
Right.
But it would be a wealth transfer to all of us individuals, because if you want to sell your data for $5 a month, you know, bless you, fine, if you want to do that, then you get the benefit of more targeted ads. But a lot of people would not do that.
Mm-hmm.
They would not sell their souls.
Mm-hmm.
There's a movie
about this we can watch in Europe, going on Europe right now, isn't there?
Well, absolutely. But the Europeans have opt-in consent, but I don't think it extends to your browser activity.
Ah.
So nobody, I'm telling you, that's the goldmine of information.
Yep.
If they can follow you all over the internet. That's a hell of a lot more important than just knowing what you're
doing. Who's more dangerous, Google, Facebook? Who's more dangerous, Google, Facebook, or Amazon?
Well, I think the people that have the most information about you are Facebook and Google.
Yeah.
I mean, Amazon knows what products you have, but I don't think Amazon has the browsing information.
He wants it. He's coming after it. I can tell you that.
Sure.
There's no question about that.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Hold on to that thought. I told you we'd get smarter when Bob Lighton joined us, folks. So don't go away. We got more to come, more of his wisdom after the break. Tintel, I'm Jim Blasingham. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.